And they drilled holes, catacomb, up, stepwise, with a bit, right through the edge, you know, about this far from the end. And there's still some of the original old wire that first came to, that came to this country first. So it's smooth wire, but heavy. And they tied rails onto those poles with that wire, maybe three rails high. And some of those old posts are still there. Of course, they have barbed wire on it. I know I put about four strands on it myself, extra for my sheep. But some of those old loops where they tied the rails on are still hanging on the post this day. And I wouldn't dare try to pull one of them up without digging deep enough. They're still solid. That's the kind of fencing they had.
Well, did you ever see any fences or walls in this part of the country made out of loose stone or rock?
Plenty of it.
Really?
Plenty. Worlds of them. And there were some that are still in good condition. And I often make a remark. I'm amazed at the time and effort that the old folks put into that. Those fences are this wide, you know. And how exactly and carefully they laid those rocks, you know. They all sound solid. None of them give. They must have been real skillful and had more time than anything else to do that. And some of them had fences for, miles long. You go north here, Bandera, right in town you see those fences. Still there. Then right north of town here, it's still visible in some places. They call it Thousand Acres. And I remember when I was a kid, I heard Poplin talk about at Thousand Acres. And Thousand Acres was something awful big to me. I couldn't visualize that much. And 1,000 acres, I thought, well, covers almost as much as Texas now. Anyhow, there are old folks there. They dug a trench around 1,000 acres of land to retain their cattle. And I often say, we people can't even dig post holes now and put wire on there to keep it. And they dug a trench around 1,000 acres to retain the cattle. And I don't know, about that deep and about that wide.
People weren't afraid of work, were they?
Either that or didn't have much sense. I don't know which one it was, but... that stepson you saw, he has part of that land now, which was his father-in-law's property, that has still a fraction of that trench on there. That's still visible in part. 1,000 acres.
Well, do you ever see this type of fence around here made out of wood? It's usually painted white, and people might have it around their yards or their gardens, usually for looks.
And cattle and horse ranches have it very often. There's one west of here, the Hennish, that has, I guess a mile long, white board fence, painted white, and all of his corrals and stuff are white.
Now, is that quite the same as what some people call a picket fence?
No, that's regular board fence. Now, the picket fence, well, that's some of that stuff right there that I have on my dog pen. It's red instead of white. But some get that and paint it white, see? And that's a picket fence.
Kind of pointed at the top?
Yeah.
Well, what about a paling fence?
Well, that's the same deal.
Same thing as
same
picket
fence. We used to buy that stuff and call it a paling, certain areas in distance in circumference or diameter, and stored corn in it. You can store corn in that all year, though, and it keeps.
We'll ask you a few questions that have to do with expressions, you know, that have been used to describe people. Say, for example, if you knew someone who had a lot of money, but just like to hang on to it, and you'd say that he's what have you heard a person like that called?
Well, he's a tightwad.
Tightwad? if somebody, the type of person who makes up his mind about something and just refuses to change it, whether he's right or wrong, how would you describe somebody like that?
Well, they don't want to come to me.
What about, you ever heard anybody described as mule-headed?
Oh, yeah, mule-headed, yeah. Pig-headed, too, sometimes.
Pig-headed? Mm-hmm.
They get that because pig has one way going, one direction. You can't turn it any other way. Pig-headed, yeah.
Or say, what about somebody who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? Just so
Looney.
would fool do?
Yeah,
that?
Fool also.
You just plain fool? Mm-hmm.
Fool. Looney, you know, a loony bird. They're just nutty as they can be, see?
Around here, would that be pretty strong language if you call somebody fool? I mean, would that be fighting?
Oh, no. Not necessarily. It depends on. Some people might take real offense. But I hear that any number of times. Now, I might call you a son of a bitch and might make you mad, see? But when you get to Castorville, that's just as, well, like saying good morning.
Really?
They don't think anything.